ABC Radio Australia.
Now to Vanuatu, where its government has marked its first 100 days in office by tabling amendments to the constitution which were passed on Wednesday. One of them is changing the constitution to recognize only males and females. This has sparked concern with human rights groups. Human rights advocates Anne Pakoa says Parliament's actions is not only childish, but it violates the UN's conventions that the country has signed.
There are already some conventions that the government has ratified and signed with the United Nations as a member, one of which is the CRC, the Convention on the Rights of the Child. So that convention sets a benchmark to support, to recognize and to support and to not discriminate any child born in Vanuatu despite their religious background, their cultural background, their social affiliations, and their choices in life to whom they would like to be, whether male, female, or other genders. So why would we limit the CRC conventions that we already ratified and signed? If that decision was made because of some strong religious or cultural affiliations, then that is quite discriminating. And as a state member of the United Nations, I really do believe that we can do better than that. You know, Vanuatu is not the only country that is fighting to... Vanuatu is not the only country that is trying to find its way through its development structures, or we're trying to find foot, you know. In our economic state isn't what we want to do or where we're going. But I really do believe that in order to keep doing what we do and growing stronger and becoming resilient as a nation, we also need to build peaceful societies as well. And what just happened yesterday, the decision that was made, I believe that this is not contributing to building a resilient and peaceful society here in Vanuatu, because that definitely is already creating division, peace conflicts amongst the constituency of men and women, boys and girls who consider themselves neither or the other sex. And so, as a defender, human rights defender, I'm not only shocked, but again, I'll repeat myself that I think the decision that is made was quite childish.
Human rights advocate Anne Pakoa speaking there about the new constitutional amendments to define two sexes in the constitution. Those amendments have been adopted by parliament and will need to be endorsed by Vanuatu's head of state to come into full effect.